Mozart's sonata K331 in A major, movement number 1, which is a theme and variations.
Thank you.
Benjamin Britten, the brilliant British musician, wrote an introduction to the orchestra in which the various groups of instruments are spotlighted in turn in the form of a set of variations on a theme of Henry Purcell, another famous British composer of the 18th century. There are stories to tell about Henry Purcell, but mainly Purcell was crazy about the theatre and hung out in the theatre with actors and the various hangers-on at theatres. In short, he was a fan. He wrote incidental music for various plays, and one of them was Abdelazer, about a Moorish man, which means a man from Morocco or actually any Arabic-speaking country. So here's the Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, played by Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic, and narrated by a young person chosen by Leonard Bernstein.
In order to show you how a big symphony orchestra is put together, Benjamin Britten has written a big piece of music, which is made up of smaller pieces that show you all the separate parts of the orchestra. These smaller pieces are called variations, which means different ways of playing the same tune. First of all, he lets us hear the tune, or the theme, which is a beautiful melody by the much older British composer, Henry Purcell. Here is Purcell's theme, played by the whole orchestra together. Lets you hear the four different families of the orchestra playing the same Purcell theme in different ways. First, we hear the woodwind family, the flutes, the oboes, the clarinets, and the bassoons. Comes the brass family, the trumpets, the horns, the trombones, and the tuba. Mr. Britten arranges the Purcell theme for the string family, the violins, the violas, the cellos, and the double basses, and of course the harp. Finally, the percussion family, all those drums and gongs and things you hit. After this, you will hear the theme by Purcell, played once more in its original form by all four families together, that is, the whole orchestra. Mr. Britten begins to write his variations, one for each instrument in turn. He begins at the very top of the woodwind ladder with the little piccolo and the two flutes. Coming down the woodwind ladder, we reach the oboes, which have a piercing, sad quality. Next, the clarinets, which are so athletic, they can play almost anything, and they make a beautifully smooth, mellow sound. Down at the bottom of the woodwind ladder are the bassoons, the largest members of the woodwind family with the deepest voices. Next variation starts at the top of the string ladder with the violins. They play in two groups, first and second. Violas are a bit larger than violins, and so they are deeper in tone. Cellos are even larger than violas, and their tone is rich and warm and wonderful.
Thank you.
and at the bottom of the string ladder, we find big, heavy, grumbling double basses. The harp is a whole string ladder in itself, because it can play as high as a violin and as low as a double bass. When Mr. Britton comes to the brass ladder, he begins right in the middle of it with the horns, which can also play very high and very low. Trumpets are the highest brass instruments. I guess everybody knows their sound. The trombones have low, heavy, stern voices. The bass tuba is even lower and heavier. In fact, the lowest brass instrument of all. There is an enormous number of percussion instruments. We can't play them all, but here are the most familiar ones. First, the kettle drums, often called the timpani. Now the bass drum and the cymbals. Tambourine and the triangle. The snare drum and the Chinese block. The xylophone. Castanets and the gong. And finally, the whip. And now all together. So you see, the composer Benjamin Britten has taken the whole orchestra apart. Now he puts it back together again in a fugue. The instruments come in one after another in the same order as before, beginning with the piccolo. And at the end, when all the instruments have finally come in, the brass will play old Henry Purcell's melody, while the other instruments go on playing young Benjamin Britten's fugue.